We've been discussing stuckness as a mental state, but the mind-body connection always has a physical component. The mind is the software and the physical brain is the hardware. You can have the best intentions in the world, yet if your brain is stuck in old patterns and pathways, the hardware won't respond to what you want. People who let their brains be in charge are like biological robots. Their words, thoughts, and actions are totally predictable. To some extent, we are all victims of robotic behavior. To stop being a biological robot, the solution is always awareness. I'm sure you've had the experience of indulging in a bad habit. As you order dessert in a restaurant when you're already full, a small inner voice says, "Why am I doing this? I'm not even hungry." More seriously, after doing something with really harmful results, you find yourself saying, "That wasn't really me." You are right and not right, actually, because yes, it wasn't your true self, but it was your brain. An old, unwanted response has dug in its heels, and some default response of the brain is running the show. When you're aware of this, you begin to take back control. All creativity starts and stops in the brain. If you're conditioned by old habits, beliefs, memories, wounds, and outworn self-image, you're being controlled by your brain instead of the other way around. Fortunately, a human being cannot be completely turned into a biological robot. Self-awareness is always an option. Our meditations develop a quality known as witnessing, which means that you're able to see yourself and every situation with clarity, without the mental clutter that confuses the picture. Witnessing is a precious form of self-awareness because it's a state of consciousness that feels like living in a field of light. Witnessing happens here and now, in the present moment, which is exactly where you want to be. You stand apart from all robotic responses, and now you have the opportunity to do what you really want to do, not what your brain has been trained to do. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I'm in charge of my brain, not the other way around. I'm in charge of my brain, not the other way around. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Aim Namah. Aim Namah. This mantra activates the creativity within pure awareness. Aim is the mantra associated with nature's creativity and knowledge. With this mantra, we train our consciousness to create and make choices from a place of freedom and all possibilities. Repeat it silently to yourself. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. Aim Namah. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I am in charge of my brain, not the other way around. I am in charge of my brain, not the other way around. Namaste.